Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is December 23rd, and from the United States, we hear from Father Clinton Paul Honkamp. Father Clint lives in Chicago, Illinois, and his preaching today is entitled, What's in a Name?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said in reply, No, he will be called John. But they answered her, There is no one among your relatives who has this name. So they began to make signs, asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, His name is John. And all were amazed. The Gospel of the Lord. What's in a name? When I prepare pregnant couples for the baptism of their child, one of the first things we talk about is the naming of the child, because, as I say, it's a continuation of the creative process that they are involved in. The name we give our children is the name that they are called to vocation with. This is the name that God uses as God is in relationship with them throughout their life. This is the name that God will use when it's time to call them home to heaven. So what's in a name? Every one of my mother's brothers and sisters, including herself, named their first son with the word Paul. Sometimes it's our middle name, sometimes it's our first name. My name, for example, is Clinton Paul. I have a nephew, Jeffrey Paul, another one, Matthew Paul, and the fourth one, Paul John. I asked my mother once, why Paul? She said, well, you're named after your great uncle Paul. Now, I knew Paul as a young boy. He was a rather large man, very quiet, really funny, a hard worker, and I always see him in my mind's eye at the end of the dining room table. My mother explained to me that he was our favorite uncle. He was hardworking and a holy man, she said. He made an impact on all of us. I said, I suppose you and your brothers and sisters all want your children to be like Uncle Paul. She said, oh yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't it? Uncle Paul. My first name is Clinton after Clint Walker, the rifleman, only because my dad was a Westerns fan. So when I prepare people for the baptism of their child, I ask them about their name and about the name they're choosing for their child. Sometimes it's simply, oh, we like the name. But if pressed a little bit, it might be the name of a grandmother or a great aunt or a great uncle, someone in their family, someone they don't want to forget. Someone whose attributes and virtues were good and holy, and the hope is that the child would in some way embrace those same attributes. What's in a name? What's in your name? Who are you named after? Why are you named after that person? Is there something spectacular that this person did in their life that perhaps your parents wanted you to emulate through your life? Or maybe it's a mystery of our faith. Might there be a reason that you're named after the Virgin Mary or after one of the great prophets of our faith? What is it about your name that calls you in a new way to witness your relationship with God. Elizabeth and Zechariah agreed that their child would be named John. The tradition of the day was that the child would be named after his father, but they both agreed that it would be John, because John means God's graciousness, or God has been gracious. We remember that Elizabeth and Zechariah were elderly when Elizabeth conceived. And so John becomes a great gift from God to this couple. What is his name? He is to be called John. And John becomes the forerunner of Jesus Christ. It's fitting, I think, that we reflect over the person of John and his name at this Christmas time. Somehow fitting that we even think about our own names during this season of salvation. As our names call us to something deeper in relationship with God, might we call upon the graces that God bestows to us through our name as we step into the holy mystery of the Christmas season? God has certainly blessed us with a witness like John, with a witness like ourselves. Let's be true to our name then, and be Christians until the end. May God bless you during this Christmas season and show you his face, not only in the child to be born, but in the faces of those with whom we live. May the grace that comes to us, through us, touch us, that we might experience the fullness of life here and in the hereafter. Christmas blessings for all.